go from there. Trevante Jaramillo. I'm here with Hollow.
Boo!
Finally.
Yeah.
This is way too long coming in. Like, a lot of it's my fault. A lot of it's your fault. That showed
most
up.
Most of it's your fault.
Everybody was drunk and that we wanted to do it.
That's true.
We were too drunk that time.
What about
we were
this
too
time?
Drunk.
What about this time?
This time we're just the right amount of drunk.
Just the right amount of drunk. Good deal. Go around the room and say who you are and what you do for the band.
Lead singer, driver of the Winnebago, Zach J.
Guitar player, half-ass vocalist, Dusty Wang.
And a bass player.
A shock of hair.
It whirled.
A Baron, drummer.
Extraordinaire.
Kind of founder of the feast.
Founder of the feast. He's the one that invited everyone to the table.
Sure, sure. Little backstory for me, very little backstory. It's embarrassing, mostly.
Who's this naked chick, though?
Oh, yes, we have a naked... Nah, I tried that on my home one and it works. People are like, you're shit. you alright?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That one in.
It's Colorado, it's legal.
It's contagious.
He means marijuana. I actually met you guys when you guys were trying to form this band. And
yeah.
It was it like a karaoke thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were at the karaoke thing.
You invited me to actually come and like
audition.
Try out.
Yeah.
Two awful things happened at that moment in my life. One was I found out that I don't have my own singing voice. And two was that I don't know how to write lyrics. And basically I'm the worst frontman ever.
Yeah, actually...
He dresses really nice.
He
though,
does dress like a fucking champion.
What do you think about this?
Most frontmen...
he looks good.
You like it.
Like most frontmen don't write their own lyrics. They're just a pretty face to look at. As you can tell.
I got both packages.
I am very ugly and write my own lyrics. So there's where the difference comes.
Makes them pretty. After it all.
Oh no, I definitely leave
it's like
out
when you
DJ.
See a hot chick and she's a 5, but she's driving a Jeep, so you give her an extra point, it makes her a 6. It's kind of like what I got going on.
He's like
so
a Jeeple.
You're
normally
a 5,
but I can sing, so I'm a 6.
Alright.
Well, the compliment on your backstory, after TJ came up and auditioned for singing, I went over and hung out with him at his house, and we're getting drunk at the bar, and then go back to his place, and he's like...
Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you, I don't remember...
You don't remember any of this?
I might remember when
we were
shit already.
But
like,
it's fine.
When did this happen?
So we go back.
Actually,
there.
When you said a little while ago, like where I, you asked me where I lived, and I said, and you're like, oh, same place. I'm like, what?
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Damn, I was drunk.
So we go back there, and he's like, dude, you're gonna love it, man. I got a drum set in my basement. This is actually
can you
before.
Do a car crash sound?
No,
you know.
Can you do crickets? Just somewhere
nope.
I can point to you whenever somebody needs
yeah,
to.
No, but I could do the sound of my doodad snapping against somebody's chin.
That's very good.
It does sound
man,
really
I wish
good.
I had a car crash sound right now.
Yeah. But anyway, so we go back to TJ's place, and he's like, dude, you're going to love it. I got a drum set in my basement, and everything's going to be awesome. And I go in there, and I check it out, and I'm looking at it, and it's all set up at like 45-degree angles. And I'm like, yeah, I can't play this. He's like, oh, I'll just try it, and... Sit down behind it and play for like 5 minutes. I'm like, nah, I can't do it. Not gonna work, man. Then he came up to the studio and sat down and I played that. And he was like,
brother,
holy shit, you really can play.
Man,
you thought you were full of shit at your house, huh?
See, I don't remember.
There's a Mexican that lives in my basement.
The it's Mexican my in brother. The basement.
What's up, man?
Why don't you go ahead and say what's up?
Bendecos!
Hey, what's up, Bendecos?
El Picio?
I'll give him this. He's got a bit of the downtown thing about him. Like he's not really saying too much, but then
you call me Ben. Bendeco.
Alter ego Bendeco. We're putting that one on the album.
At least he kept his pants on for this interview. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
how come
yeah?
Your pants only come off when there is a camera? I don't get that one. You leave your pants on when there's no camera?
It's automatic anymore. I don't
think
even
we
think
scared
about it.
The Mexican from the basement.
He just come down.
He doesn't speak so good at English.
Not like my boner, which won't go down.
Whoa, this guy. It's amazing.
This guy has amazing language.
Yeah,
he's a character.
I actually don't remember any of that. I do remember like you're like your drums are too weird.
So your story basically was you showed up to his house to play his TJ's drums.
Mine are the shit.
And his are all fucked up for you and you couldn't play them. And TJ's looking at you going, this guy can't play drums for shit.
No.
Meanwhile, TJ can't sing for shit. So then you guys go,
Jesus Lord, go on.
Let me try and join our powers together.
So what was the band called at that point?
It was Hollow at that point.
We were still Hollow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, that was a complete waste of time. Nothing productive came of that. I pretty much was just like listening to these two guys jam. You didn't have a bass player, right?
No. All right. No, we were still working for a bass player too.
So
we don't even know where we found this fucking guy. He's like from Mars and shit.
In a world with no bass players.
So start like doing the Tetris act. Like, how did this whole thing piece together to now?
Well, B. Dustin and Zach took a run on it, and we had a bass player. And
that was like, what, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, where did you come from, though?
Not the
I'm
one from
Detroit
Mars,
originally.
Though.
I moved out here about 5 years ago.
What's it like to know that your home is the moon now, basically?
pretty much it was like everyone was leaving the
station,
the planet, and we were all relocating to another homeland.
Holy
because
shit.
It was fucking going to explode. So
now, hang on. Sorry, let me hang on.
What's
just
happening?
Like, you came out here when?
It's been about 5 years now.
So shit was already going down, like, you're being serious, like...
Yeah.
The city's going down, like, what was all that like?
I don't know.
I don't know why it's... I'm fascinated by the idea that an American city is basically, like...
Crumbling.
Like an old ruin right now.
Right? Yeah, it really... I don't know, man. It got really bad.
Were you by yourself out there, or
there's
you have folks out there?
No, my whole family's from Michigan originally.
Okay.
And... my sister moved out here about a year before I did, and once the economy tanked and there were no jobs in Detroit, I have a son there, so I was trying to stick around there, but without any way to work, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And meanwhile, out here, my sister was sending me newspaper articles with want ads and shit in them. Job, 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 and meanwhile, in Michigan, you know, I'm working 11 at night till 7 in the morning in a fucking glass factory making peanuts. And I got laid off from that job, and it's like, fuck that shit. I'm moving to Colorado.
Right on.
Moved out here, and my family actually followed me out. My mom and dad live out here now. My sister lives out here. My whole family lives in Colorado now, so we're all...
How quick did you guys meet?
We met about a year after I moved out here. We had a mutual friend that Baron was teaching drums to.
Right.
She's a chick, Katie Hall, and she introduced us, said, hey, I know these guys, they're fucking badass, they're looking for a singer, and I'd always been singing, fucking around, you know, at parties or whatever, singing along to the sweet-ass fucking oldies. And
sure.
She got us together, and I went over and checked Baron out playing drums, and I really wasn't too interested in being in a band at all at the time, but he was pretty good, so I went and checked him and Dusty Wayne, the guitar player, out, and they had a couple of songs that they had written together that they had down pretty solid, and it was, I'd been invited up to see a couple different bands and never really had anything to work with, but when I saw these guys jamming, they fucking had some shit going on, so it's something I wanted to be a part of.
Nice.
Out of nowhere.
Did you guys not have a singer before him?
Yeah, we went through 3 singers.
Oh, really?
Up
okay.
Until him.
They just, all suck, or what?
They just, commitment issues.
Well, that was my other thing, too. Like, you guys were like, wow, I want to do this. And I'm like,
yeah, everybody had commitment issues. I mean,
it's the hardest thing about being in a band. I mean, you got to, if you don't put hours in a week into, you know, your business, you're not going to get anything out of it. If you only put 2 hours a week into your business, it ain't going fucking nowhere.
Exactly.
Sure.
To get 4 guys to get together for 20, 30, 40 hours a week plus our day jobs... you know, that's not easy. You got to have a lot of heart
and
a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
And
it's the only way you're going
to
make it.
When you're writing original music, you're not just sitting around listening to other people's shit, trying to copy them. It's it's different.
We were, I've talked to a lot of different musicians, a couple different bands. I mean, you guys know Ancient Wind from Glen Springs.
Yep.
Talked to Concrete Effect Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good guys.
What up? Yeah. Make sure you listen to that one, man. They are good friends.
What it really is like... It's a whole other relationship and job rolled into one. And it's, like, to me, it's always been such a bizarre concept to find people that you want to spend that much time with. Like, I don't have friends. Exactly. I don't have friends that I want to spend that much time with. I haven't been with a girl that I want to spend that much time
right?
with in a week.
I know. She laughed. That was actually her. She laughed. She just hurt her feelings.
Fucking breaking hearts, TJ. Yeah. Breaking hearts.
No.
It's man. Always been mutually she was beneficial. Cute, though.
It's always been mutually beneficial.
You really do got to have a long dick to be in the music industry.
The LD.
Got the LD this
or gotta have the LD. Or you're not gonna make it.
Yep.
Yeah, so really we
Welcome to the shit show.
Nah, this
called
is great.
Hollow.
Well, you started saying something.
Well then so we took a run at it with another bass player, put a solid year and a half into the studio.
Tried to make a guitar player into a bass player, which never fucking
wrote about 13 songs. We're just starting to get out. Summer came along, and he decided he wanted to ride his motorcycle across the U.S. instead of play music, so...
All right.
Yeah, I couldn't really bother with that, so he left us high and dry. And
that kind of was a demoralizing fact that when we made it to a point, and then everything fell apart.
Yeah.
Baron and I stuck it out, tried to work with some studio musicians and just played
a bunch of cover tunes.
Cover tunes, studio work, you know, just kind of learned a lot about
why not your
structure.
Stuff, like, is it just too much for like a studio guy to get into or what?
We didn't want to share our music with these guys that weren't really writers necessarily.
You're probably gonna cut your shit or what?
Kinda. They were kinda had that vibe about them.
Just,
I don't know. It's
or
just
mess
different.
It up. You know,
or just not play it the way we
it make it sound like
we
shit.
Want it. Yeah. If you're a guitar player and you don't push your distortion pedal ever,
you're not gonna
be playing with Hollow. I mean, come on.
Well, Dustin and I, we decided, you know, at that point that we just needed to take a break, man. We've been pushing for the last 10 years trying to get this stuff going. And
We did. We took time off, and we learned a lot about musical theory and just studied music in itself.
Sign and boobs.
You,
yes, right?
Help me out here, because, like, you know, some shit went down in my life and all that kind of stuff, and I kind of, like, time frames and people and stuff are, like, just really muddy. Like, when was that I was coming to talk to you guys? Like, how long was that?
7 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yes? I'm going to say 5 this time. Somewhere in there.
If it's anywhere close to 5, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was a long time ago,
but still. At least.
Jesus.
I'm going to say the magic number in here would be 6, but...
Yeah, well, okay. That makes everybody comfortable.
Yeah, okay,
we'll
stop with that.
But now, 6 or 7. You know, and then... So we took a break, and actually got a phone call from Jason, and he got his number from a mutual friend. And decided to call me up and introduce himself. Very professional on the phone. And I go down and I'm like, all right, I'll meet you. And we'll go up to the studio. And funniest story, man. He comes walking in and introduces himself. We head up and we're in separate vehicles driving up.
This is very uncomfortable.
We get up there and he pulls his bass out and starts tuning. And he is pulling his strings about 4 to 5 inches off the frets and dropping it.
Bam, bam,
and I'm just sitting there going, oh shit, here goes another one.
Another tryout down the fucking tube.
Man,
this guy doesn't even know how to tune his shit.
At least I was naked.
And yeah, I mean, he had a sock on his cock, but that was about it. But so
he
just started,
knows how to bring the entertainment.
He just started ripping. I was so fucking blown away when he played his bass, just soloing.
Well, and the bad part is, like, he's not even going to answer my question, honestly. Like, is that, like, a thing you do?
What?
Like, you come in acting like, or kind of seeming like a jackass, and then you blow people away?
That's kind of a shit.
I guess you're going to have to be the judge.
Oh, God.
This is going to be a long
night. It's really hit and miss with this guy. But either way, I'm laughing or I'm super uncomfortable, but...
It's kind of everyone's general consensus.
Oops.
But after that, we decided we'd take another run at it. I called up Dustin, told him I got some plans in the works, and if he wanted to
we actually,
back in. And...
Us three, Jason, bass player, Baron, the drummer, and I, Zach, the vocalist, got together, we're writing a couple songs and didn't have a guitar player. Well, we tried a guy here, tried a guy there, nothing really happened. Fucking called Dusty and was like, hey, we really think we got something here. We really think we got Hollow needs to be.
Did you just kind of like step back away from the whole thing after the shenanigans or what?
Yeah, I did. And I was
Were you
like,
pissed or like what?
Well, no. It was just, it was tiring. It was taking a lot of time.
It wasn't really seeming like it was going
It was anywhere. Going anywhere, yeah.
We didn't have a band, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was... I knew what we had, but I figured, you know, until something started showing up, I wasn't going to waste a bunch of it.
We put a few songs together, and we called Dusty and got him up to the studio and jammed our couple songs. And Dusty, from that point, I think you were like, you know what? Fuck it. This is the sound... I think we were trying to force shit when I was coming into Baron and Dusty.
Sure.
They had their own stuff going. I was trying to force stuff. We're trying to force a bass player. We're trying to force too much of a sound that they were originally looking for. I think now that we've revamped with a new bass player, all new songs, we scratched every Hollow song we ever had until us four originally, these four people came together. All the songs that we've written now, it's us four. Co-written. So we scrapped all the other music, and I think it really gave us a new sound and a new structure. And instead of trying to force something that wasn't natural, we're fucking pounding great tunes now that are what we want to sound like. As individuals and a group.
Nice. Okay, we're all together now. I definitely want to talk about, like, you guys, I mean, there's a reason we're doing this, because you guys have a new, the LP or EP?
EP.
So how many songs? Four?
We got three on there, but they're fully mastered.
And we'll get to that at the end of this little talk here. But what I want to know about is, like, it's something that I've talked to a ton of people about is, you know, the music scene in general, live gigs, you know, how the fuck you going to make money, like, you know, that type of stuff. Like, what's the road been like for you guys? Because I know a lot, like, I got a buddy up in Portland that he's an EDM guy, and... he's destroying, and since I like him, I'm happy for him, and it, you know, makes me feel good. But at the same time, like, he's an EDM guy,
right?
And he'll throw a party. Like, we went to this party.
Well, he can sit there and spin his music for 12 hours. You know, I mean, he's got unlimited supply of music. When you're writing your own music and you're actually
no, I understand that. That's the part that hurts my soul.
Right? Yeah, I get you.
But this guy, I mean, the guy's becoming very successful. Like, I don't know if he'll ever be like a national deal, but I don't know if he cares if he ever is, because he's murdering right now.
Yeah. You know, it's not about being a national deal, but if you're having not fun anymore. And you're killing fucking shit locally, who gives a fuck about anything?
We'll talk about that. Like, how
Prefontaine on these roads.
Well, the road's actually tough, man. We decided right out the gate that, you know, we did one show here.
We didn't play local shows,
and our production manager Alex Saltzman. Find him on Facebook, Alex Saltzman. But met him Thanksgiving some weird time, and he said he had all these plans and could do all this stuff, but we didn't believe
him. Laugh out loud like you're having a good time.
We didn't believe him, so we met him. He heard one show of ours, and our next show's at the Gothic Theater in Denver. It was Battle of the Bands, Decibel, Battle of the Bands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would have been last summer then, right?
There were 30... Some there was supposed to be 40 bands, but by the time it came around, a couple of bands had bowed out, so it was 30 some bands.
Yeah.
And our first gig as Hollow with this lineup was at the Gothic fucking Theater in Denver.
Kind of nice. Set a standard there. So
and we really didn't want to backpedal after that, so we played the Summit Music Hall. We played
the Marquee
Theater. We played.
Rock Trail, that
Trailside,
Cervantes.
Played Cervantes.
List goes on and on.
Yeah, we played pretty much most of the major venues
in
Denver now.
We've opened for Trapped.
Yeah, we did. We got to open for Trapped at the Mesa.
But
as
for the pay,
rocking.
Man, the pay's at this point in the game, it's what you make for yourself. So,
that's the definition of what I'm doing. Like,
so
I'm giving out
the contract. I know, but it's. But for instance,
there might as well be like another door right here. He just goes like, "Hey, hey, hey, click."
He needs to have like the window. Christ. What's that fucking?
We
cartoon?
Just need a cute side.
We had a Mexican in the basement.
But
oh dear God, no!
But, is that like for the Battle of the Bands? It was sell your tickets, make your money. You sell your tickets.
Okay, that's one thing I want to get into.
Sell
a
minimum
here.
Of 30, and then anything after that, you only got 30% of what you sold.
Well, a lot of Battle of the Bands, they're based on ticket sales as well.
They're also based in Denver. So Denver bands, and we're on the Western
Slope. We're trying to get Western Slope fans over the hill to Denver to support Hollow when our fan base is here, you know. That's
the weird thing.
When we play
a
local show now, you better get there early or you ain't getting in, you know. I mean, it's...
Damn right.
Damn. Well, okay, so yeah, all this stuff is news because, like, I'm literally destined by the universe to never see you guys play live.
Huh.
Like every
never gonna happen
every
now.
Live shit that you guys have had.
Yeah. Well, we set it up that way. We have strategically put our shows on nights where you can't make it.
Yeah, we call
it.
Your friends.
In conjunction,
is TJ busy? Okay, yeah, we're playing.
No, that wouldn't work because they're like, we don't know where he is.
Why is? I haven't seen him. We follow him on Facebook to see what he's doing.
Oh, and by the way, all that Facebook stuff is bullshit. I never go anywhere.
We don't want we don't really want you to freak out as we blow your mind and you wouldn't be able to do this soon.
How bizarre would that be if I was like catfishing my own life? Like none of that shit was real, but it was just me like pretending it was me doing stuff.
Awesome. Who's doing the pictures of you on Facebook with that awesome headshot of you with like Godzilla in the background and shit? Because that's fucking funny.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Like, that should be your real life. Like, you in Japan.
I agree. Now, I've had a couple come from different places, but mostly it's Chad Lenny. I don't know if you guys know Chad?
I don't know. Right. I'm not a local guy myself.
He was here for a minute. Like, he lived here forever. He was gone for a while. Like, my second or third show was with him on the phone from Florida. And then he was out here again for a while, and now he's gone again.
What up, Chad?
Yeah, fuck you, Chad.
Ah.
And he's gonna keep him coming too, because people are actually liking it. It's like
It's
like
they
the Positivity Thursday shit. Yeah.
Like, hey, Chad, keep up the good work, because it's hilarious.
Well, then we got a street for you, man. When we're done with this, we'll go over to the studio and we'll.
All right,
dude. We'll jam a couple tunes for you, man.
Well, wait, let me talk about the music thing a little bit.
Go
okay,
ahead. What's music?
The scene. I mean, you guys. It was a weird thing that you did because you basically like. Not brushed off, but you set aside the local stuff. You went over to Denver. Like, how the fuck did you guys even get a fan base here?
You know what's weird?
Because it's like, this is... Okay. This is the part that I've been agonizing over all week. Okay? I'm just going to throw it out there. Because it's just something that I feel would be dishonest if I didn't say.
I can get it. I like this.
I haven't listened to the EP. I've only listened to maybe two songs on the Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally not my thing. Now, that means nothing, because I mean, I'm not into anything lately. But what I find fascinating about you guys is, and I didn't even know this part, what you said, that makes it even more weird, is that like you started out, and you're like, no, we're not going to play in Glenwood, we're not going to play in Slow, we're not going to play in Rifle, whatever your local idea is. You go and do, you know, Battle of the Bands, these other shows in Denver. Like, how the fuck did you guys get a fan base here? If nobody saw you play,
we have like over 260.
I fucking tore my heart out. Like, the one thing,
I love Dick the Town.
The one cock sucking thing that I did.
We got
want to
a
say,
lot of friends.
Cause like, you know, I love you, man. Absolutely. I'm starting to love you. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
No, seriously.
I like what it is with him. Like, he's
the studio you tried out for.
He's not hard to like look at. So I'm like kind of looking at him a lot. You know what it is? Like, he actually looks like a girl that I know. Like, not a girl.
Oh,
like,
God.
Should I meet her?
You have...
Is that a... Well...
You guys are making me uncomfortable.
Did I have...
The very studio that you tried out for us in after you left, and we created what we created, we have... About 250 to 300 and something odd signatures of just people that have been up
bench.
To our studio.
Yeah, we had a bench at the old studio.
I mean, we have lots of
people
that
up,
have seen us
the bench.
Coming up until we released. I mean,
I think
well,
the,
also
we
did
have.
So you're saying like how like house
party
shows
local,
and shit like that.
Yeah. The way the local fan base really, I think, showed up for Hollow is we're fucking fun guys to be around and party with. we are friendly with everybody. We're down to have a good time all the time.
Sure.
So when we go out together, people are kind of, hey, those guys are fucking fun to party with. Let's fucking party with Hollow. Let's fucking party with Hollow.
Yeah, and, I like rock and roll. I like party.
And without even having...
smoke a cigarette.
Okay. I like to smoke a chocolate cigarette.
Oh my God.
No, but...
Well, and Hollow's been around for...
And I think
years.
A lot of it is these guys being local and trying and trying and trying, and now people are finally like, holy shit,
I mean,
these guys
we've lived there our whole
together.
Lives.
It's...
Yeah. And, yeah, just local boys.
Local love.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Tell one person, they tell two.
What goes around comes around type shit. And,
yeah.
You put out now, a I want you guys, said, I want you guys to understand something. Like, the reason I said that was because, like, you know, I do a ton of fucking dick waxing on this show.
It's hard being black gifted.
And I don't mind, like, I mean, I'll help you guys, like, whatever you guys need out of me, I'd do it. But it just seemed dishonest to not, you know, come out and say that. But here's the other thing. There are people that have like, come forward to me and be like, want to do the podcast. And I'm like, I can't talk to you. Like, I completely disagree with whatever you're doing. Like, it's not you're,
oh,
usually
yeah.
musically.
Your views, personally?
Oh, dude, I've had some...
I think you're a cocksucker for saying that earlier, by the way.
Nunchucks. Look out, he's got nunchucks.
We're all giving some god damn.
It's called drunk jitsu. It's a martial art form we're working on.
If you want to, if you want to go to land a drunk jar, we'll teach you.
That's kind of what this whole thing is to land.
If you want to go to the land of drunk
we'll
jar,
teach
we'll teach
you.
No, but I've had some people.
I don't
call
think
and, like,
you got
have,
any
like,
skills.
Crazy. What? I know I don't have any skills. I don't say that I do. Clearly, you saw the two not skills that I had first time we met.
Chicks want guys.
Gonna learn today.
I think we might have got too drunk again.
Damn it.
My boner.
Well, no, right, that's right at the perfect time, though. Right at the perfect time.
I'm still interested in what you were trying to say.
What, now, what were you saying? That, you know, there are people that I
my nunchucks broke.
There's people that I won't talk to for that reason, and I didn't want you guys to think that it had anything to do with that.
No,
it's just like, I mean, it is. You guys have like a fascinating thing going on, you know, because like, you guys know that, you know, Ancient Wind are my boys, right? Those fuckers can't get
They're
two
ancient.
People to go over the hill with them. And there was one like at Castleman's maybe or some like, you guys had like 20 people roll through Denver.
Oh man, our first Battle of the Bands, we had 96 tickets sold and I bet 70 people showed up.
Over the hill,
Jesus, over the
mountain.
Sick. From here.
Thanks, Hollow fans. You're
well,
the fucking shit.
Damn right.
I was drowning.
You think it's just like the duration, like the amount of time you guys have been working at this?
I think
now
that has
people
a lot
to
do with it, as well as the style, man. The
you
style.
You know, I think a lot of people that are friends that you say you're in a band to someone who's not into music, they don't, you know, just a random
like,
fucking
yeah,
dude. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. You're in a fucking band. Well, like, I think when they actually come to the studio and see us, or when people see us for the first time, they're like, that was different. That was something that wasn't just a bunch of cover tunes, what I thought your band was going to be. You know, most people, when they say they're in a band, it's some fucking cheesy bullshit.
Well, and it's hard because it's not mainstream. Mainstream music is hard to... I'm going to smack you.
He's laughing at me.
Especially in Denver.
Because you're doing this.
In Denver, it's all fucking metal. If you're not metal, metal.
I know.
What you gotta say?
For us to come in third in Denver was
but like,
fuck.
Once they see us, they're like, yeah, I got a sexy older sister. Fuck, let me bring it right now.
Pause.
Sexy older sister.
Uh-huh. My mom's not too bad either.
What were you gonna say a minute ago? Do you remember? Like, you started going in and he fucking interrupted again.
No, it's all such mainstream music, man. It's been hard for us because we're not getting the support from even our local friends that we know that are somewhat developed into the game.
What do you mean? Like, don't I didn't step around my thing. You don't step
I'm not
going
to name drop. No,
you don't have to name drop, but it's like, say what do you mean?
Well, basically, we're trying to get into a venue locally now, and it's not happening because they're picking up people out of Denver of our competitor bands. Not competitors, but affiliated
other bands out there that are
thinly veiled, but I'm with you.
Yeah. I can't name drop or tell you
like,
story
here's,
or
now here's the thing. There's a couple
crediting. It's tough.
Are you sure?
You can drop a dangerous
one. You can.
Dude, this industry is fucked, man. You
no,
wouldn't believe
no,
how
thing,
quick
though.
You can get
no,
fucked
no,
over
no,
in this
no.
motherfucker.
Okay, wait, no. Okay, first of all, Glenwood, if we're talking about Glenwood, is not part of the industry. There's one
There's no industry. Venue. Yeah, and it's not even a venue.
Exactly. They're trying at least.
We love the Eagles, man. We play there a couple times now.
So. Well, so tell, if it's not Glenwood, then why do I give a fuck?
Well, it's Mesa Theater, man. We're trying to get up into the Mesa Theater. Oh, that's... We've played the National Acts there, and we had this... We opened for Trapped.
We had this thing where...
And the locals loved us, man. They loved our sound, but now, it isn't mainstream.
Just so you guys know, like the Mesa and the Eagles are things that are you know, staple topics on this thing. Because we do so much, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We do so much music talk and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's no, you know, I have fans on each side of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we all know that.
But we'll bust down to Denver. We can pick up a show at Gothic.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Like, can you, this is where I get fucking nuts. And obviously, you guys don't have an issue with this, but I want to know why.
Midgets?
I hate them.
Come on. What do you have against dwarves?
Jesus.
They're called little
people. They're little people.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Big fat asses too. I love it. I want a fucking midget really bad. Sorry.
My cousin said the same thing. Dude, you guys need to go out midget fucking patrol. Awesome. Go to like a little people convention.
MFP. Low and deep.
Feel my dick over it past.
Losing dust into the air.
Alright, what you got? What was your question?
Can you you're having an issue with the Mesa. Like, would you be able to book a gig? Hang on.
Yes.
Would you be able to book a gig at any place in Denver at will?
To an extent. Any place in Denver is bold.
Not at will. We're not going to be all cocky fucking assholes. I mean, we're not.
No, I'm not asking.
We're not saying we can get any show anywhere in Denver.
Yeah,
anytime.
We could work hard.
I have to say,
and our boy in Denver, Alex Saltzman. I'll say his name again. If I tell him that's what we want to do and we have a good ride for it, he will work to the end to make that gig happen.
Okay.
That's how we got Castleman's. That's how we got the Gothic Theater. That's how we got the Marquee, Cervantes, the Roxy. That's how we got all these places.
Now, okay, again, it's just something that makes me nuts, so I gotta ask.
It's all good.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Question here on out? Okay, as long as I don't, like, make it a personal attack.
Dude, fucking shoot, man. We're good.
Have you guys done any of these that weren't, like, a pre-sale deal?
Yes. Quite a few now for Castleman's. Castleman's is pretty much one of our home venues in
Denver.
If
you
now,
fucking bring, you know, 30 people to each one of your shows, they're gonna love you, you know?
I mean, but you're not very
good. Now,
and a hollow crowd is a hollow crowd is a drinking crowd, right?
Damn right.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah,
dude, where'd we play? We played the Silver Club. We hadn't played anywhere locally in about a month.
Silver Club.
We played in about 6 months.
Newcastle.
I'm sorry. So we went to Newcastle, the Silver Club, and Seth, the owner, new owner out there, revamped the place, made it pretty cool.
No idea who we were.
No idea who we were at all. Fucking gave us a show and paid us a little bit of coin. We fucking packed the place to capacity, line out the door, fire marshal shows up to make sure that you don't let any more people in, only letting people in when people leave. The next day we go up there to get our equipment and Seth makes the best Bloody Marys you've ever had in your life.
Stacks. God damn!
stacks these Bloody Marys up for us. And proceeds to tell us that he sold more booze than he sold since he owned the place. Yeah. And he had a New Year's Eve show previously. So we sold more booze at his place than he did on New Year's Eve.
Okay, so you guys have Castleman's. Eagles is a gimme whenever you want it, basically.
We're trying to get over here, though, more. We've done the Denver role. I mean, it's...
Why do pre-sale at all? Is just to get out there? Because, like, this is why I ask, this is why I'm harping on it, okay? You guys have been at it was the old studio, but you guys, what was that show, the Friday Night Feature?
Yeah.
I never know that guy,
pain.
But Trevor,
for one,
Trevor
for one,
O'Connor,
that's just business.
You know, him and I, we talked.
Trevor rocks Denver?
Yeah, him and I talked over there, same studio, and he's very much like, I mean, he's an older dude, you know, not relax if you do listen to this, Trevor. You're not that old. You're way older than I am, though. and I'm fucking old. We talk about, like, his mantra kind of is, like, if you don't have to pre-sale to play a venue, then you shouldn't be playing at that venue. Do you guys have any opinion about that?
If you don't have to pre-sale, then you shouldn't play there.
If you have to pre-sale to play a venue, you shouldn't be playing that venue.
We shouldn't have to pre-sale.
Which means you're...
Like if
you're
if
not up to snuff to play that venue, yeah, if you're pre-selling,
right. That's a good theory, actually.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. It makes a whole lot of sense.
If people aren't, if you're not in the area where people want to see you,
I kind of like promoting myself. I mean, I don't.
That helps.
Sure, yeah.
I don't.
That helps.
Sometimes not myself, my band, you know? I mean, I like. That you play. I kind of like being like, dude, you want to come to a show? I got a ticket right here.
Sure. If you sit around and you wait for the Gothic Theater to come and ask you to play a show there, you're not ever gonna get a play there.
No, I understand.
Especially
that.
Being from
here. We're not a signed band.
I understand
the Western
that.
Slow.
We didn't have, when we played all these Denver shows, we didn't have a demo, an EP. We didn't have anything on Reverb Nation. We didn't have anything for anyone to listen to. This
most
is all word of mouth.
Most places won't even let
we
you
had,
in without.
Oh,
we had Alex Saltzman going up and running his fucking mouth to these people, and eventually the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and he got us in all these fucking places, man. Right. We didn't even have a demo.
Well, look, wait, awesome. you guys both went like, eh, good point.
It
like,
is a good point.
Well, so go on more on that.
On the good point of it?
Yeah.
The good point of that is... Basically, if you're not wanted in that area, then.
But if
it's not really even so much that though, it's just like
people aren't going to.
Well, okay, here's
well,
another,
you
here's
win some,
theory.
You lose some.
Here's
some,
another theory
some
that
places
we
ain't
going to
be.
Okay.
You, that's
if you
just
do
something to deal with as an entertainer,
you know, when we open.
Hang on a second. If you do, a lot of different pre-sales. And like I said, you guys are somehow different because you guys have like a way like rabid engaged base that they don't give a fuck. You know, whatever you guys do, they're going to be there and support you, right? But the other thing we talk about, like, as far as pre-sales of people that don't know you, is that they'll come see you that one time, right? If you slay, they might come see you one more time.
Right.
If you eat shit that first time, they're not coming back. And you have to go find another person
exactly.
to sell
all
that ticket to.
One time, baby. One
I mean, do you guys see it as more like a like an entry level, like, oh, we got to do this now? Or, like, how do you guys see it?
Well, we've been playing together for what, 2 years now?
Okay.
All together.
Yeah. Hollow, these
four
guys with these songs, 2 years
mm-hmm.
total.
Yo.
It took about 8 months before we got into the Denver scene. We played the Denver scene for that full year, and now we're kind of transitioning between Denver, Western Slope, East Slope, and touring. We're kind of trying to find a medium okay. here to get Hollow out there because we've got national friends now. We've played with enough bands nationally that we can go to Vegas, we can go to Tahoe, we can go to SoCal, we can go and do a mini tour. It's just the ducks got to be in the line. You got to have your demo, your EP.
Yeah.
You got to have something. You got to have your merch in a fucking row. You got to have your band members willing to fucking participate
and
do
go the night. Everybody have the time, especially when some of
it's
you are
not as easy as
it
fucking
and
seems.
Some of you are heads of businesses.
And a lot of times, you know, it sounds like bullshit that you have to, I'm going to pay money to play this gig, because essentially that's what you're doing when you're selling tickets.
Yeah.
You're out there
selling
yourself
like,
to pay. You're paying money. I'm handing over $300, $500. I'm handing over $800 to get paid. $100, $200, $400.
Well, not only that though, like obviously, I guess you guys haven't run into this problem, but that you guys run the risk of, like, if you don't meet like a pre-sale limit, they just take you off the bill and they don't say anything to anybody. Like your fucking name is on the poster still, but you're not playing because
you
didn't sell.
Yeah, because you didn't sell your shit.
No, but I don't think that's right. Like that.
I don't either. And
you guys haven't had that happen, have you?
We haven't. It's never happened. No. But I mean, it's been. It's been an issue.
I just think there's an evil, like, not to you, like, to you guys, like, and you're not the only bands. I mean,
everybody's
band
going through
it. Does it.
Yeah. You know,
but like, there's an evil on the other side, and it's mostly like, when I ask you guys this stuff from your perspective, because like, my thing is like, promoters are fucked up, and they take advantage of bands. Like, it's
our boy is our boy.
We have a good venue promoter for us, but venue promoters. It's become such a flooded industry now. There's so many bands out there trying to make it
sick.
That if you don't pay to play, and essentially you've halfway made it. You know what I mean? If you're not paying to play, you're halfway there.
That's what I'm saying, though.
And we've been lucky that
we're right there. We've been lucky to pretty much break even. When we open for National Act, of course they don't ask us to fucking do pre-sales because they're gonna have a thousand fucking. I could stand out front and sell 100 fucking tickets in 5 minutes because it's fucking Seven Dust.
You can leave this guy standing out there talking.
Leave this guy talking to the wall with tickets in his back pocket, cash in the other. People make change.
Ain't gotta say many words with a fucking dick. I got a long dick. But I ain't gotta tie my t-shirt in and out.
We've actually been breaking even going down to Denver.
You know what? Lately, we don't. We have to. We've been looking at it as a business, and we don't go to Denver.
We don't take personal expenses.
We don't do any personal. If it doesn't pay for itself, we don't play it.
Sure.
If it doesn't pay for gas for the big ass fucking black truck pulling the hollow trailer to go all the way to fucking Denver. Run around, merch, lodging. Fucking lodging, if we need more records pressed, whatever we need for that venue, if it doesn't pay for itself, we don't play it. And that's where we're at now, which, like I said, we're not paying to play anymore, we're right there, and it's a all weird right. spot to be. So, I mean, it's the pinnacle, and we're either going to fall back down the way we came, back down the fucking precipice, or we're going to crest that motherfucker and we're going to find the fucking peak.
And right now we keep all earnings in the business. You know, we're not taking any personal profit.
Sure.
No, we reinvest into the business nonstop.
And that's what it takes. That's what we're doing.
Hang on. What's wrong?
Nothing.
You all right?
Yeah.
Don't fucking smile at me all like, oh, everything's good.
What's up? Everything's good.
All right. You know, he's fucking rubbing his whole face with these. Like,
we're getting no personal gain.
His pants are finally
this.
Fucking off,
and that's God, the way it should be. That's what it takes to get out. No personal gain at all. It's just all entertainment, and that's right. what I do it for.
It is.
All right, now let me I mean, ask.
That's the big part of being paid. Is
I got one last thing.
I just love being on stage
and having fun, man.
I got one last thing about the Mesa.
Sign in titties.
What you got, man?
What's the problem?
There is no problem.
I don't think there is one. What we were doing
Mesa. Okay, you guys, like, I'm not...
Nemo marketing now.
No, we're just talking about
TJ, we played the Mesa one time.
Now.
Right, with Trapped, right?
We opened for a National Act, Trapped. We opened for Trapped at the Mesa. We played one time. Talked to...
Good guy.
Eric Psychotic.
He always takes care of us.
Takes care of us.
Oh, you just made a huge mistake. I'm kidding.
Put a gun in your mouth.
No.
No, but we played that show, and
it was a sold-out show.
It was a fucking sold-out show. We were waiting for another national act that we wanted to play with to come through.
Okay.
We got the personal numbers to, we've got our Denver connect. We've got our Denver connect. We can do all that stuff.
Good timing.
We were waiting for a killer show to play at the Mesa Theater with a band that we want to play with. We told them. We gave them a list of bands.
Well, don't you guys have a desire to like headline yourself there?
Now, here's the thing.
Sure, but
we're coming to the point now where I'm done waiting for... I don't want to wait for anything now. Hollow wants to progress as Hollow.
In the fashion that we do.
Now, we want to do our own show. At the Mesa, and it's in the fuck. It could be in the works. It's a thing that's gotta.
I talk with Derek.
Gotta happen
every once in a while on Facebook, and we shoot back some.
I don't think we would necessarily want to go over the hill all the time anymore.
Nobody knows us.
Like, is it like, even me? Like, if I, it's only happened twice. But like, that would be stupid. Something
that would be stupid to do.
As easy as it would be, there's always something else going on, and I try to make shit happen during right. But like if I was to tell you that I'm going to Denver to do 3 interviews, like that's not worth anyone's time, you know?
Right.
So like I mean I get you, you know, it would make sense for you guys to be over here more, you know, belly up.
Man, I like playing for our fans, man. Our hometown fans.
That really
is badass, man.
That really is a kind of an awesome thing. You actually have people that care about your thing and they come see you.
It's fucking cool, man. I like playing here. And, you know, we go to Denver and our local fans come out. We make new fans all the time, don't get me wrong. And it's new faces and stuff.
I'd rather play for someone else's crowd.
You know, I'd rather fucking play for... Over here, fuck it.
All right. No, hey. like I said, this was the stuff that I was like kind of weird about asking, but
and that's the thing too. It's kind of we're ready to tour now too. You know what I mean? Like we want to
bring out Jägermeister.
This winter,
because it gets you asking the questions.
We're really
shy. Yeah, that you don't really
want to
ask.
We're really.
No, I'm a lot better at my house when I don't have anywhere to be.
We're saying
I'll already be half a bottle of tequila in.
We're
and
saying
I'm like,
really
you fucking guys.
I've never listened to one song, but you sell $300 of pre-sales. What the fuck is going on?
We're saying we're up for anything, but we're trying to get it back local a little more.
Stay serious for just one more second too.
We got all winter.
No
you
matter
know.
How easy or hard it is to sell out a
we
venue,
we got
I
some good friends of ours.
Play.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking over you.
No.
He's a singer.
He does.
Well, now we know.
But
I'd rather play for a fucking huge X crowd, no matter how easy it is to sell out any venue, whether it's the Ogden Theater or a bar, because then you're gaining fans.
If that bar is packed, who gives a fuck?
People that never heard me before. Fuck it, 30,000 people. Okay, I don't know. I'd rather play for anyone's fucking large audience, no matter how easy or hard it may be.
Yeah, if anyone's amped to see it, makes it
because you'll gain fans more that way, right? And plus, your hardcore ones are going to go to that fucking show anyway, right? Because you're there.
After the trap show, we jumped 40 likes and all out of jumps.
Get paid to do that. We can, you know.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
All the time we get.
Well, now I'm
starting to get requests on our Facebook shit. We get requests out of Junction. When are you guys playing Junction again? When are you guys playing Junction again? And
was there any other place besides Mesa or no? I don't know anything about Junction.
We played the Rocky Mountain Pub one time.
With Old School Haven Effect.
Played the Biker Festival too.
And we played.
Oh, and then that one place that just closed down.
Biker Festival
just,
that was.
Closed down like a year ago now. What was that? The Tenacious Brothers. Tenacious something. Anyway.
Yep.
It was down the way from
Tenacious cock push-ups.
But you know, one cock push-up.
That's right, I said it.
Holy fuck. All right, need. So we got the hard part out of the way. You guys are funny. Now I know the pecking order of like who tramples who when you guys talk to people.
So our next interview is going to be good, is what you're saying, right?
Oh, it's going to be in segments.
He's not even recording this.
He's like,
all right,
It's almost literally licking your iPad right now.
It's got a noise-canceling mic, and every time he gets next to it, it just stops.
Like,
what are you doing? Dude, you're ruining everything.
Hey, can't do that.
Okay, you know what? Let's have fun. Why him? I realize he's good, but, like, I wouldn't want him in my house.
Because I'm the motherfucking shit. That's the bottom line. It's always the bottom line.
Because see how he's drawing the line?
That's the bottom line.
It's not on.
And you can't start that.
This straw is not going to work.
Yeah. When you snort your coke through a crazy straw, that's when you're having fun.
Well, you guys want to go play some music then?
Yeah, one last thing. Like, what's the EP? Where's it at? Tell people where to download it, buy it, whatever it is.
It is accessible.
Catch us on Hollow Western Slope CO.
Bite on iTunes.
Put a request in. It'll be on iTunes as soon as possible.
Why isn't it?
So Hollow Western Slope.
So you guys are selling it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. A lot of people give away their shit.
Or you can go on
now.
Reverb Nation.
$5. You can actually get a free listen if you got a Reverb Nation account.
You know the other thing cool buying a CD is that you.
Boobs.
Get,
don't eat the boobs.
The thank you, little internet.
Oh, you guys have an actual physical medium. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a. It's not
that
a
sounded pretty volatile.
Burned
right?
CD
no, it's
with
a real
hollow written on
cool
it. It's actually got some graphics on it, and
it's
got a
cool
band
cool
photo.
It's a weird deal. Like
it.
Like
there.
I have. Of course, I have Wins EP, and then I don't know if you guys have watched my shit too much.
What
but there's
happens
a, there's a
when the government totally shuts down and we can't use your stupid internet GPS to get around Denver to play our shows?
Jesus.
Well, I guess
we're
going to
be totally
tune in next time and find
Lilith Asteroff from Sorrow Seed.
Right.
She sent me some,
like
two of their CDs. And I was like,
I felt
like I was in 95.
Right?
Like, holy shit,
fuck
I have like, a CD. And, like,
where, how are we going to play?
Like, fuck the armies, like,
so,
killing each other
like,
in the background.
Like
how are we going to get
I always buy a CD of a band I like.
Sure.
Like, God forbid, if the new Tool album ever does actually come out.
It's supposed to, someday.
I'm actually going to buy a CD.
Totally
he's making wine. It's over. He's doing one more Puss for it, and then that's it. So... He's out.
All right, he's guys, got his vineyard. He's good.
I appreciate you guys. Honest, you know, thanks for not punching me in the head when I was like, it's not really, you know.
Good. Once you turn that off, you may get beat up. So, my kid, it's cool.
Actually, you know what? I might have spoke too soon, so.
It's like a gangster.
We're going to go over to the band house now. I might record, I might not. We'll see what's going on.
Thanks for not minding my
music. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, TJ.
Thanks, TJ. Open doors, so I walk inside.